And now our weekly Faith Matters conversation, where we talk about matters of faith and spirituality. We're closing the door on this first week of the Obama administration with a few words about where the new first family might find a church home. It's a hot topic in a city where many churches, especially predominantly African-American churches, have a long and proud history. Some feature nationally known preachers, and many play a vital role in the community. But the Obamas' place of worship also has a political dimension, complicated, of course, by the Obamas' close past relationship with Pastor Jeremiah Wright in Chicago. Last Sunday, the Obamas dropped in on one of D.C.'s most famous churches, the 19th Street Baptist Church. The senior pastor is Reverend Derek Harkins, and he joins me here in our Washington studio. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So how exciting was it?
It was a wonderful occasion. It's always a wonderful thing to engage in worship with families, with individuals, and certainly the heightened excitement and joy of this past weekend, and obviously the unfolding of this administration added to that and a great deal.
Were you nervous at all? Tell the truth.
You know,
you always tell the truth. Tell the extra
special
truth.
I hope so. I try. I think, in fact, thoughtful about the magnitude of trying to speak some encouragement and hopefully some valuable truth into not only the president at the time, the president-elect's life and his certainly his wife and their daughters, and actually his mother-in-law was there as well. Aware of the weightiness of that, maybe not actually nervous in that sense, but certainly aware of the mag, and then also very realistically aware of the scrutiny, you know, that comes along with that kind of context, being up in front of the president and having a word to say.
I was wondering about that because a couple things. One, there was an overflow of people that day. And I'm guessing that perhaps there might have been some regular worshipers who might not have been able to come in that day. And I wondered, did that cause any feelings?
Well, you know, I think everybody realizes the catchphrases, if you will, that have been heard over and over again, certainly here in the Washington area over the last number of days and weeks has been certainly around the inauguration itself, the largest event to ever occur in the district's history, the greatest measure of security ever to occur in the district's history. And I think taking those two factors into account, people were certainly aware that an occasion like this was going to have a magnitude to it that was different than a normal day or normal Sunday. This was meant to be an occasion that really, and it was an occasion that wasn't announced because it wasn't intended to be a public occasion. It was really, in fact, very genuinely the Obamas seeking to come to worship. However, it had been publicly announced, and I suppose obviously it did drip out there, so to speak. You know, we could have readily had 50,000 people on 16th Street trying to get in.
You have a large sanctuary, about what, 1,000?
About 1,200.
1,200
or so,
yeah. In the main sanctuary, and I'm sure you have an overflow room in the basement. But the question that it leads me to is this could be, forgive me for using this, a mixed blessing in a way to have the first family worshiping at your church on the one hand, a lot of attention from people whose motives may not just be to worship with the church family, as it were. And secondly, the additional scrutiny on you, particularly owing to all the controversy during the campaign about Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who had been their close spiritual advisor throughout their marriage and all that attended to that. So do you have any ambivalence at all?
Well, as to the motives of those who would be in attendance, I think that the thing any church would have going for it in that context is if one's worship life is authentic and genuine in its intent and purpose, whoever comes through the doors, we trust in some measure will benefit. And so I think that while, yes, of course, people come to be onlookers and to sort of be witnesses to, I guess, history and celebrity, that's not a problem in as much as it's just the reality, and you trust it to God. You know, as far as scrutiny is concerned, certainly, and the record needs to show, you know, I nor anyone else has become the pastor to the president. They certainly have not made that decision. That is absolutely a very personal and prayerful decision for him, for his family, as it would be for any family.
And that's a fair point. I was going to make that point as well, but I understand what you're saying.
Sure.
Go ahead.
But I'd say that, yes, obviously one's, words, we know that given the climate of things over the last number of months would allow for there to be a great amount of scrutiny. And that's just a reality.
Finally, what are you going to preach on this coming Sunday?
Well, you know, it's interesting. My week was a little different this go around, a little bit of a different flow to it than in prior weeks. But I've been thinking very much about talking about when Joshua encounters God and is led by God to cross over and cross in to the land of promise, and what that really means in a modern context. You know, how does God beckon us to new things? And it's not really, just in case anybody would think I'm not sort of milking the inaugural theme for another week. It's really, I think, something that obviously I would hope would be seen as a timeless theme and something that would mean something to anybody, regardless as to what else has been going on contextually.
All right. Well, thank you for coming to see us.
Great to be with you.
Derek Harkins is senior pastor of the 19th Street Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., which the Obama family visited last Sunday. He was here with me in Washington. Thank you so much.
Thanks.